Should we disturb the silence or just sit? Words from silence doesn't disturb the silence. It maybe even makes it deeper. How was the driving? Good? Huh? Don't let her drive now because it's dangerous. Okay? Some words from Rumi. The more awake you are to the material world, the more you are asleep to spirit. When our heart and soul is asleep to God, the door closes to divine grace. Don't take a wooden sword into battle. Go find one of steel. Then march forward with joy. The sword of reality is the Master's protection. Your time with Him is worth as much as the cup of life itself. All the wise ones have said the same thing. The one who knows God is God's mercy to His creatures. Your companionship with the holy masters, with the holy ones, makes you one of them. Even though you might be a rock, you can become a jewel when you reach the man of the heart. Plant the love of the holy ones within your heart. Don't give your heart to anything but the love of those whose hearts are bliss. Don't go to the neighborhood of despair. There is hope. Don't go in the direction of darkness. Sense exists. Come out and play. Rabia, tell me something. You are here now. You have moved here now. How come? You became a slave of this love now. Well, you've been drinking from everywhere else. Now drink from this cup. Beloved Master, it took 10 years for the resistance in me to break, for me to understand what it means to be with the Master. I was so afraid of letting go of my beliefs and convictions. Today it is the opposite. I'm afraid of my beliefs and of the places that they can lead me to. in the dark night of the soul, I saw how fragile life is and how much it can change at any moment. In those moments, I just asked existence for a second chance so I can be close to you. And although it's not always possible to be close in the body, today I feel much closer in spirit, more open, more receptive. I'm even embarrassed for having been so arrogant and skeptical during these 10 years. Deep inside, I was just afraid, afraid of trusting, afraid of letting go, afraid of surrendering and then getting hurt. But all that is gone. The important thing is to go on in this new awakening. I love you, Palash. Even if you meet a master, that's no guarantee that you're going to wake up, because the habit, the resistance is so deep. So you say it took 10 years for this resistance to break. That is nothing. Of course, it's much nicer both for you and the master if it goes earlier, of course, because you were really a coconut. And I have to look at that coconut. And I like much better to look at flowers. That's just the nature of human beings. But the good thing is that the resistance has gone. Or at least it is a glimpse. I was afraid of letting go of my beliefs and conviction. Today it is the opposite. I'm afraid of my beliefs and of the places they can lead me to. There's no need to be afraid. It's just to be on guard. When you understand something, when you have seen something, why should you be afraid then? You just have to be on guard, not to go there. That's why I say it takes, you get responsibility by start waking up. And the more alert, the more aware you are, the more conscious you are, the more responsibility. Everybody wants freedom, but it seems like nobody wants responsibility. And they have to go together. Otherwise, it's still the ego playing. And you have to be, you become very aware of your actions and where you go. Why should you go to bad places or do stupid things if you have understood? It's impossible. So maybe you have an understanding now, but only time will tell if you can integrate it. And when you come to the master in the East and in India, you come to a master there and then, you should understand to put down your head, your ego. Otherwise, how can you receive what the master is offering you? He's not telling you any commandments, any rules. He wants to wake you up. And for that you have to be receptive. Otherwise it's just like oil on water. It doesn't go in, it doesn't mix. But the good thing is that you see it, that you have been arrogant and skeptical. But still, if you were arrogant and skeptical, something kept you there for 10 years. What was that? That was that part of you that you didn't trust, that you were not in contact with. Something was stronger than your arrogance and your mind. So now it's just to be more aware, to be more sensitive, to be more receptive, no? Otherwise you can miss forever. Beloved Master, the root of all my anxiety and seriousness seems to be how identified I am to all that I think I am, this me that I have created. I feel how this attachment creates tensions and hinders me from being spontaneous and kind to myself. I have faced this wall from way too many sides now. I need to break free from this labyrinth. How can I help myself, beloved? It is true. All the anxiety and seriousness is from being identified with the false. Because how can what is false, just ideas, how can that give you peace? Only the real can give you peace. That is the sign. And the more real, if it's really real, that there's no impurity left, then there is peace forever. Because there's no stain on it. Stain of unconsciousness. In the beginning is only black, no? And that's why it's shocking to look at yourself. The root of all my anxiety and seriousness seems to be how identified I am to all that I think I am. This me that I have created. In a way, you haven't created it, it's just the social conditioning, no? From the outside. Because if it had been up to you, like your true self, how can you create that which is false? So it's unconscious, no? And that's why it's hard to look at yourself, to see that everything is false. This seriousness and anxiety. No, most people go on their whole life like that. But when you see it, then it's the beginning of how can I get free? How can I get free of this anxiety? Then the journey starts. Most human beings, they don't look at that. They don't reflect on that they have a potential possibility to get free, to not be in anxiety, to not live in fear, to not be in conflict. Most people, they don't know that. So you have to see that all this is all the false, your false idea of yourself. That is called the ego, your identity. And then the question comes then, who am I without that? Who am I with all this that I think I am? I feel how this attachment creates tension and hinders me from being spontaneous and kind to myself. Yeah, if you live from the past, it's impossible to be spontaneous, no? Because you're functioning out of a program. And not only that, but you have ideas how you should behave, how you should be, which is just an idea. And many people live like that. They think they should be like that. They have an idea how to be a good person, a spiritual person, a meditator. So then they try to create that instead of just being themselves. Or that I'm cool. Or that I'm not cool. Same thing. Just all ideas. In the world of opposites, I feel how this attachment creates tension and hinders me from being spontaneous and kind to myself. I have faced this world from way too many sides now. I need to break free of this labyrinth. When you see something again, if you have really seen this from all different sides, then why do you go on then? That's why suffering is needed. Buddha said, life is suffering. It's not suffering for the Buddha. It is suffering for the unconscious person. Why is life, why do they say life is suffering? Because you live in the false. And then everything is anxiety. Everything is a problem. Everything is fear. Everything is separation. Then the dilemma comes, how to let go of that false. So you want to let go, and at the same time you're afraid of letting go. Because then what you think is you will crumble. And that is the price one has to pay. And that crumbling, that falling apart, cannot happen before a certain kind of understanding, before a certain kind of consciousness is woken up in you. Then you understand, yeah, this is what it has to happen. Then you help the process instead of what Palash just said, of this resistance. This resistance who is so deep in everybody. And what do you resist? You resist your own awakening, your own progress, your own growth, your own transformation. And how can you resist your own growth, your own flowering? Because of fear, because of the unknown. You don't know what will happen. You know your dark cave of your false personality, but you don't know the lightness of your being. So before this has been understood, there will be a resistance, no? It will be a coming and going. And the more insights you have, the more clarity you have, the deeper meditation you have, the more you will see that, and the fear and the anxiety will evaporate and give you more trust, more surrender, more let go. Surrendering to what? Surrendering to your own growth instead of resistance. How can I help myself, beloved? You help yourself by understanding your own situation. That is the first. If you don't understand where you are, then how can you move on then? You have to recognize where you are and then start moving from there, no? And if you really, really see it and say, like you say, I have faced this world from way too many sides, not if you really have seen it, then it will go by itself then. You don't play that game anymore if you really understand it. That's impossible. But if you have a glimpse, then this old is still not ready to let go. And that is also okay. Everything takes its own time. But it's possible in this very moment to cut through it. Of course it is. It depends on your resistance, on your doubt, on your mind, or your fear of the unknown, no? So first, how can I help myself? First, by recognizing it, then by facing it, then by going deeper into it. That is called self-knowledge, self-investigation, meditation. Coming back. That I'm not this image, I'm not this mind, I'm not this personality. Together with that, beloved, I want to say how grateful I am for being here, for this life, at your feet, and this opportunity. Last satsang, I heard the lyrics of this song saying, "All that I ever need is in your name." And it's true, beloved. You offer me everything that I need in order to blossom as a human being. And that is the most precious, beautiful gift that I have ever received. Yeah, that's what the master is offering you. But it all depends on the disciple's longing, receptivity, understanding, how that goes. It all depends on that. How ripe you are, how thirsty you are. That is the only thing, the master is an invitation for that. Like a light in the darkness, so you can see where you are. Thank you for everything. Today I invite myself to sit in this empty boat and trust that it will take me wherever I need to be. I allow myself to let go of control and to trust into the mystery of life, to remember that it's not in my hands. Love has brought me all the way here. What is there to fear? Thank you, at your feet, Chitti. There is never, the truth is, this is never. And when I say never, I mean never. Anything to fear. That's the good news. If you can receive the good news, then be happy. Otherwise, suffer some more. That's how it is. Either you accept the reality as it is, or you suffer some more, and doubt some more, and make some more problems. But you can also trick you here. Today I invite myself to sit in this empty boat and trust that it will take me wherever I need to be. I allow myself to let go of control and to trust the mystery of life. To remember that is not in my hands. Yes, but that is very subtle now, because you can do a lot. So when you are not conscious enough and think that you just relax, that is like when they say, just do a mantra. That's all what is needed. The mantra won't take you home. Or just remember, I'm Brahma, I'm Brahma, I'm Brahma. It won't take you home. It won't change your consciousness. Maybe it makes you more relaxed. But you cannot do this. You can do a lot. A lot is in your hands. When there is nothing, when there is nothing more to do and totally let go, that is when you have done everything. You see the difference. So many people think that there's nothing to do because that is the teaching. Advaita, relax. I'm God, I'm consciousness. But if you are not conscious, then it becomes another mind thing then. That is the same as asking, who am I? And then you say, I'm taxi driver John Johnson. You will never find the essence of it. You have to have a certain understanding, a certain maturity to let go. Because there's a lot you can do. In the beginning, it's a lot to do. You can cleanse yourself of the past. All the tensions in your physical body. That's why Osho created all these meditations. To free yourself from tensions in the body, of your mind, in your emotions. All this needs to be emptied out. You need to understand. Otherwise, it's like you go to a Tibetan retreat in Himalayas with some lama and you're sitting on a volcano. It will never happen anything then. You will just sit on your anger. No? So it's a lot you can do. So don't poop out. Yes, it is in the hands of existence. Everything is. But as long as you are identified with somebody, your personality, then there is a lot to do. It is a time where there is nothing to do. I remember that time when that shift came to me, and I tried to do things, but it couldn't happen anymore. But the mechanism from lifetimes of doing want you to try to do something. You cannot believe that there is nothing to do. But it just couldn't happen anymore. Nothing could happen anymore. There was no doing. Then is great relief and release. Then existence guide you then. But then for that to happen, you, your whole personality structure, your idea of who you are as somebody has to collapse. Die. Welcome to satsang.
Mm-hmm.
So Raj, how is it going? Huh? Yeah? Everything is fine?
Everything is fine.
Yeah? How is it to come here? How is it here?
It's amazing.
Amazing, huh?
Paradise.
It's good you came now. Huh? Where else to go? Jai Bhagwan. No. No, the girls will get some competition with the chai now. Okay? Ekdam chai masala ka.
This is no ordinary love affair. I love somebody and there's no one there. White cloud in an empty chair, it always was. And it always will be. White cloud, white swan. Something I don't understand, I'm letting go, and I'm sailing free with a white cloud, white swan, white light from beyond the beyond, white cloud, white swan. This is no ordinary love affair. I love somebody and there's no one there. White cloud and empty chair, it always was. And it always will be. White cloud, white swan. White cloud.
No, any questions? No, you write it instead. There's two ways to live. One is like ice, frozen, dead, safe, protected, stuck, and another flowing, melting, free. So let this river that you hear be a constant reminder for that, that you choose to be alive, open, flowing, relaxed, trusting nature, existence. That it will lead you to the ocean. It's only relaxation, let go, trust, surrender, melting that is needed. When you relax into the here and now, everything falls into place. Everything is as it is. May everyone find peace and be happy.
Darshan Santa Pyare Jiyo O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Gure Darshan Santa Pyare Jiyo O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Darshan Sant Piyare Jiyo Mera Man Loche Guru Darshan Tai Bilag Kare Tatik Kini Aai Rikana Utra Shanta Darshan Santa Piyare Jiyo O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Gure Darshan Santa Piyare Jiyo O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Santa Piyare Jiyo
Mera Man Loche Guru Darshan Tai Bilav Kare Chatrik Gini Aai Trikana Utra Shanta
Santa Piyare Jiyo O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Gure Darshan Santa Piyare Jiyo Mera Man Loche Guru Darshan Tai Kare Chatrika Kini Aai Trikana Utre Shanta Nave Binne Darshan Santa Piyare Jiyo
O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Santa Piyare Jiyo O Guli Jiyo Kole Gumai Gure Darshan Santa Piyare Jiyo Mera Man Loche Guru Darshan
Rikana
Utra Shanta Na Aga
Binne Darshan Santa